Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day. It is a national holiday. That holiday, Juneteenth. And yes, I do believe it conveys a positive message. It conveys a message of progress and of heroism and of dedication in ridding this country of the horrible, horrible stain of slavery. Okay, reason to celebrate, right? And the idea that Juneteenth is a celebratory day doesn't somehow obscure the fact that there was an explosion of violence over the weekend. What is that about? What does that say about our country and where we are and what we're doing? We're going to be talking to Juan Williams about that. He was one of the people who was promoting the Juneteenth holiday before it became a holiday. And right now he has a column, very controversial column, suggesting that the two stars in the Republican Party who are people of color are, first of all, he thinks they're not really running for president, they're running for vice president. We're talking about Nikki Haley, of course, and Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina. But he also believes they're just window dressing for some of the underlying racism in the Republican Party. We'll be speaking with Juan Williams. We'll also be speaking with Danielle Pletka, who has an unusual idea that she has written about. She was co-author of a column in the Washington Post that said, look, we are a deeply, deeply divided country, and there's a new survey that has astonishing data about that. We're a deeply divided country where many people believe that violence is justified to settle our political differences. What we should do is basically President Biden could actually win the election, go down in history as a heroic figure, change the entire trajectory of what is going on in this country, which is bitter and angry and nasty, if he would do the right thing and pardon Donald Trump. Is that a good idea and an appropriate idea? We will be covering that with Danielle Pletka, and we'll also be taking a look at something else to not celebrate. And I just went and got some gas, and it goes up, it goes down, it goes up. Okay. Right now, the taxpayers in the state of Washington, people who get gas or use CO2, are going to be paying 45 cents more per gallon. Why is that a ridiculous idea, and why is it happening? We'll speak with Todd Myers of the Washington Policy Center a little bit later on this edition of the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first of all, what's happening in our country right now over the weekend coming into this national holiday that should be a time of joy and thanksgiving and brotherhood and sisterhood? Okay. Yes, brothers and sisters are different. There's this story from MSNBC. This was released this morning on what the weekend was like all across the United States of America. Listen, clip 67.
One of the incidents that's getting a lot of attention outside of Chicago in Willowbrook, Illinois. Officials say that there was a celebratory Juneteenth event, a peaceful gathering Saturday evening at a strip mall that turned deadly in the overnight hours with reports of at least 20 people killed there, or 20 people shot, one person killed during that incident. Again, 20 20 people shot, reportedly. Just one person killed in that incident. Obviously, even just one death is too many. And then in St. Louis, 10 people were shot in an incident, including a 17-year-old who was killed. Here's what one person said on the ground in St. Louis over the weekend.
10 of our babies shot downtown and a young life lost. It's every parent's worst nightmare, tenfold.
That's the mayor in St. Louis there. And I want to also show you a stat, Chris, that has been developing throughout the day so far. 315. That is the number of mass shootings so far in this country this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, which tracks these types of shootings. That's an incident in which at least four people were shot. 315 so far this year. And again, that number has gone up.
Okay. This is extraordinary. Associated Press story. Mass shootings and violence killed and wounded people across the United States this weekend, including at least 60 shot in the Chicago area alone. Four people were found shot to death in a small Idaho town. That counts as a mass killing. A Pennsylvania state trooper was killed in an ambush. It was actually an attack on a state troopers' headquarters, and other police officers wounded, in addition to the one who was killed. And bullets struck 11 teenagers, killing one at a party near St. Louis. The shootings happened in cities and rural areas alike, following a surge in homicides and other violence over the past several years that accelerated during the coronavirus pandemic. Officers responded to mass shootings in Washington State. That was at the Columbia River Gorge for a music festival. What a way to celebrate it. Philadelphia, mass shooting. San Francisco, mass shooting. Southern California and Baltimore. A Carnegie Mellon University professor named Daniel Nagin, who's a professor of public policy and statistics, said there's no question there's been a spike in violence. Some of these cases seem to be just disputes, often among adolescents. And those disputes are played out with firearms, not with fists. Only the Idaho killings fit the formal definition of a mass killing in which four or more people die, not including the shooter. However, the number of injured in most of the weekend cases matches the widely accepted definition of mass shootings. Five people were shot too fatally on Chicago's south side on Sunday evening, when someone opened fire from a car that pulled up to a gathering. Another four men were shot, one fatally, during an altercation in a garage in the West Side neighborhood of Austin around 3 a.m. Sunday. Meanwhile, in the suburbs, at least 23 people were shot in Chicagoland, one fatally early Sunday in the parking lot where hundreds of people had gathered to celebrate Juneteenth. A motive wasn't immediately known. Sheriff spokesman Robert Carroll said authorities were interviewing persons of interest. We just started hearing shootings, so we dropped down until they stopped, a witness, Marquesha Avery, told WLS-TV. In Kellogg, Idaho, police in Idaho arrested a suspect in a shooting that killed four people on Sunday at a home right behind a church. Responding officers found four people all dead from gunshot wounds at a residence in Kellogg, Idaho, according to the Shoshone County Sheriff's Office and news reports. Idaho police said a 31-year-old man was detained. A neighbor at the scene told the TV station there had been an ongoing dispute between neighbors. Great. It happened behind the Mountain View Congregational Church. In St. Louis, an early Sunday morning shooting in a downtown St. Louis office building killed a 17-year-old and wounded 11 other teenagers. Teenagers were having a party in an office space when the shooting broke out around 1 a.m. Sunday. The victims ranged from 15 to 19-year-olds. Can you imagine? They had injuries, including multiple gunshot wounds. A 17-year-old girl was trampled as she fled, seriously injuring her spine. Shell casings from AR-15-style rifles and other firearms were scattered on the ground. Okay, there's much, much more. But what is going on here is a reflection of the deeper attitudinal change, which is just so brutal. University of Chicago study, major study, that shows that violence is more and more embraced by people who want change through violence. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Yeah, no, this is not a new section of the show on the Michael Medved Show called The Body Count. but it feels like that when you continue reading about the incidents all over our country. All over our country. I was just looking at the numbers in Seattle. And I love Seattle. I'm very grateful to live here. I really am, and I really do. But one of the great things about Seattle is it always had, traditionally, a very, very low rate of violence when compared to other big cities. It still does. However, the number of murders has doubled. And yes, it hasn't gone into the 300s and 400s and 500s like some of the other cities that are even smaller in population than Seattle, but much, 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 much more violent. However, doubling of a murder rate, it used to be 24, 28 murders a year, and now 55, I believe, was the total last year, and it's going to be more than that this year because it's already soaring. What is going wrong with that? And there is this, by the way. Two people were killed and two others were injured when a shooter began firing randomly into a crowd at a Washington State campground where many people were staying to attend a nearby music festival on Saturday night. The suspect was shot in a confrontation with law enforcement officers and taken into custody several yards from the Beyond Wonderland Electronic Dance Music Festival. Okay. You can't go to the Columbia River Gorge, which is where this is. It's on the border between Washington State and Oregon. The river is the border. But you can't go to something called the Beyond Wonderland Electronic Dance Music Festival without fearing for your life. Central Pennsylvania, one state trooper was killed and a second critically wounded just hours apart in central Pennsylvania on Saturday after a gunman attacked a state police barracks. The suspect drove his truck into the parking lot of the Lewistown Barracks about 11 a.m. Saturday and opened fire with a single-caliber rifle on marked patrol cars before fleeing. The suspect was shot and killed after a fierce gun battle, said Lieutenant George Bivens, who went up in a helicopter to coordinate the search for the 38-year-old suspect. "What I witnessed was one of the most intense, unbelievable gunfights I have ever witnessed," Bivens said, including lauding troopers, for launching an aggressive search despite facing a weapon that would defeat any of the body armor they had available to them. And then Southern California, a shooting at a pool party at a Southern California home left 8 people wounded. Authorities were dispatched shortly after midnight in Carson, California, south of Los Angeles. Baltimore, 6 people injured Friday night shooting in Baltimore. All were expected to survive. Officers heard gunshots in the north of the city just before 9 p.m. and found 3 men with numerous gunshot wounds. The wounded ranged in age from 17 to 26. There's much more. Okay, what is going on here? Part of it is this new survey from a very distinguished social scientist, Robert Pape, who is director of the Chicago Project on Security and Threats and a professor at the University of Chicago. He's been working with the National Opinion Research Center, NORC. And he finds out that following the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court, 22 million Americans now say force would be justified to restore abortion rights. It's not just the left. More than 2.5 years after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, a new study estimates some 12 million Americans would support violence to restore former President Trump to power. Let that sink in. 12 million people who are willing to tell a poll taker that they would support violence to bring Trump back into power. And there's more than that. They asked people in this survey and this is considered the gold standard, it's National Opinion Research Center. This is not some jerkwater kind of fly-by-night operation. It is the most respected source of polling and survey data anywhere in the world. Distrust of American democracy. Do you agree with the following statements? Elections won't solve America's fundamental problems. 142 million people, in other words, half the country nearly, say, that's right, elections can't solve our problems. Then you ask, was the 2020 election stolen? And is Biden an illegitimate president? There are 52 million Americans who agree with that. The good thing is that that's gone down. That's gone down since the time of the election, but it's still 52 million people. And then they ask this question, do you agree with the statement that a secret group of Satan-worshipping pedophiles is ruling the U.S. government? 26 million people who think that's right. Yep, that's right. We've got Satan-worshipping pedophiles, child molesters, who are running our government. And it's all amazing. A force justified to coerce Congress or government officers. There are 32 million people who believe it's justified. Now, that doesn't create all of this violence that we're hearing about, but it goes together. And it's a terrible situation. And there's more when you look at the motivation of people out there in the country who are divided over whether Trump should even be put on trial. And in fact, there is a more and more people, thoughtful people, who look at the prospect of a Trump trial and say, oh, this is going to be horrible for the country. It's going to rip the country apart. And one of those people, Danielle Pletka, she wrote a book together, not a book, it's a column together with Mark Thiessen for the Washington Post, saying that the only solution is a full and complete pardon for Donald J. Trump. She will make the case for a Trump pardon, and it's a serious case that she's made together with Mark Thiessen. We will get to that. Daniel Pletka is a senior fellow, a distinguished senior fellow in foreign and defense policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute. That and more coming up. The real meaning of Juneteenth and why it should bring us closer together, not drive us further apart. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show. It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard's hunting for a small sub used to take tourists to the wreckage of the Titanic. It holds 5 people, including 3 who pay more than $250,000 each to ride 2 miles down into the North Atlantic to see the Titanic. More restrictions on former President Trump and his legal team regarding classified documents. A federal judge is banning Trump and his lawyers from disclosing evidence, and Trump may view the evidence only in the presence of his lawyers. President Biden's California bound for an event on fighting the climate crisis and for his first re-election campaign event.
If you look at what the president has done the last 2 years, it is more than any other president has done ever.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre aboard Air Force One. It's a double-dose challenge in some parts of Texas today, recovering from deadly tornadoes and storms and enduring more triple-digit heat. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome Danielle Pletka, who is a distinguished senior fellow in foreign and defense policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute, which is arguably the most distinguished conservative think tank anywhere. And Danielle Pletka specializes on U.S. foreign policy generally and the Middle East specifically. She is also teaches U.S. Middle East policy at Georgetown University at the Walsh School of Foreign Service. She is the co-author, together with Mark Thiessen, of a explosive column that appeared in the Washington Post calling for a full and complete pardon of Donald Trump. And not because you believe he's innocent of wrongdoing, but, rather than my paraphrasing it, you stated, what is the main gain, the main motivation for pardoning President Trump?
So, first of all, thank you so much for the kind words about AEI and for having me on again. It's always such a pleasure. So the argument that Mark and I make in our joint piece in the Washington Post is that President Biden should pardon Donald Trump. And the reason we make the case is pretty straightforward. It's not because the indictment that was put forward by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is not persuasive. I think we both think it's a pretty damning indictment. What we're really worried about, to put it sort of in more colloquial terms, is that this is part of a spiral, a cycle in American politics in which we really sort of devolve into a banana republic in which your hold on power is all about vengeance against your political enemies. You know, it's impeachments every time, it's indictments every time, it's hunting down the family every time. And I think we think that Joe Biden has an opportunity to break that cycle, to discombobulate Donald Trump, who argues, you know, repeatedly that the federal government has been weaponized against him, and to end at least part of this narrative for the good of the American people.
Okay, in terms of the good of the American people, don't you think that President Trump, if he were pardoned, would see it and use it politically as vindication, that a pardon would make it more likely that he is elected to another term as president?
You know something, I don't think it would make it more likely. I mean, all of this is hypothetical, right? I'm not advising President Biden, and neither of us, well, let me speak only for myself. I can't see into the future, but I believe that in acting on what he said in his own inaugural, Joe Biden, what did he say? He said, "This is the time to heal in America." But of course, his administration hasn't been about healing. It's been about further divisions. It's been about anger. It's been about a rise in crime, inflation, and all of those things. And so, A, for his side, this is an opportunity. What will Donald Trump say? Well, okay, he might say, "See, I'm vindicated." I think that any fair reading of the indictment, and we suggest that the administration put out a report like the Durham report, like the Mueller report, that goes fully into laying bare exactly what it was that former President Trump did, certainly would prove that any claims that he's been exonerated are without merit.
Okay, but in terms of actually bringing the country together, do you think that President Trump would respond by dropping the attacks on President Biden, and particularly on his son Hunter, which has become something of an obsession for people on the Republican side of things?
Well, it has become an obsession, and you know, in some ways, for a lot of Republicans, certainly for a lot of Trump supporters, the Hunter Biden case has become emblematic of unequal justice in America. So, you know what? He can, and all of this is alleged, right, take $5 million from some Ukrainian company or some Chinese fat cat, and the Justice Department is, for the most part, uninterested, but Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. You know, look, we cannot say what Donald Trump will do, and I think we cannot assume that doing the right thing is going to be his first instinct, because to my mind, at least, it never has been. But I do think that it defangs the argument that he makes to his supporters, an argument that, by the way, they largely believe, that the justice system no longer works for justice, it works for politics. That, I think, is something that would be much harder to make if Joe Biden made an eloquent statement in doing this. It also wouldn't get Trump off the hook on these state-level prosecutions. In New York, I think most serious people believe those to be frivolous prosecutions, but he's looking at potential real trouble in Georgia, where he did attempt to subvert the election and the election process in 2020. You know, so it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card for Donald Trump, I don't think.
Well, there's also
how he would react, I don't know.
There's also the grand jury in Washington, D.C., the other Jack Smith grand jury. Look, the one thing about the argument that there's unequal justice, for 4 years, President Trump was president of the United States. He had attorney generals named Jeff Sessions and obviously Bill Barr, who were very loyal soldiers in the Trump revolution in Washington. And if that were the case, why did they never pursue Hillary Clinton, given the fact that President Trump had been elected with lock her up, lock her up? What happened there?
Right. I think that's an outstanding question. And, you know, I'll just speak about Bill Barr, who I know a little better. But I think that this is the case with Jeff Sessions as well. I think these are politicians of the much older school, the school that we've forgotten about in the last decade and a bit, which is the one that looks at the possibilities here and says to themselves, this is not good for our country. This kind of vindictive justice, this kind of decision making to go after our leadership for anything and everything is not a good thing. And we need to put this behind us, because they could have reopened the Hillary case. They could have looked into the question of why she had an illegal server in her backyard, or why she destroyed more than 30,000 emails, why it was okay to do that while a foreign government had penetrated it, and how she did so with apparent impunity. But they didn't. And I don't think they did the wrong thing.
And again, if however, the difficulty is that when you're talking about Hillary Clinton getting away with murder, there was obviously a decision that was made, and I think you're right. It wasn't the right thing to do. And then the question becomes, what do you do about a situation in which we're in now, where there are already two sets of indictments? One of them on the state level, one of them on the federal level, and more to come. And your best guess would be that these indictments are going to help Trump politically, hurt Trump politically. Which one?
No, I think they're going to help Trump. I think that's what all the data shows, which is hard for most normal people to believe. But yes, I think they're going to help Trump.
Extraordinary. It's a fascinating column and very provocative. It's posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. Danielle Pletka, look forward to the next conversation. She is with the American Enterprise Institute. We will be right back with some comments from Bill Barr coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, all kinds of conversations, of course, about the indictments on President Trump and what they mean and why President Trump did what he did. We will get to that with comments from a number of people who are among his closest and most trusted and most influential advisors. But first, we have our tweet of the day.
On the page now, to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., candidate for president, and a candidate for president who, on the Democratic side of things, is doing well. He is, according to all the polling, up over 20%, which is shocking, given the fact that, as people point out about him, he is a crank. He believes in things that are demonstrably untrue and not based on truth. He's also someone who is very far over to the left. I mean, he does make Biden look relatively moderate, and he's challenging Biden for the presidency. And again, the Biden campaign is handling things so badly in terms of the first primaries. It's possible that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Does very well in New Hampshire or in Iowa, because it's not at all clear that Joe Biden is going to be on the ballot there. In any event, his most recent tweet says, "Looks like the Biden administration deployed Boris Johnson, former British Prime Minister, to scuttle a tentative peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine in spring of 2022. This was never about the Ukrainian people. It was always about engineering a war against Russia." And that's signed hashtag Kennedy 24. Why would the Biden administration or former Prime Minister Boris Johnson want to engineer a war against Russia? Why exactly? I mean, especially given the fact that Putin, once again, he had this economic summit where he was threatening to do his nuclear weapons. And to accuse the president and the former British Prime Minister of deliberately wanting to impose that kind of suffering that the people of Ukraine, and yes, the Russian troops, of whom more than 100,000 have been killed, to suggest that all this is part of some massive conspiracy, and then he includes another Twitter message that is a message from Putin, and it says, "Putin, peace was signed between Ukraine and Russia in the spring of 2022. Peace was signed? Really? In any event, it's just sad. And when it comes to foreign affairs, I mean, one of the sharpest people to work in the Trump administration, and I believe a great patriot and somebody who knows as much as anyone out there about American foreign policy and national security policy, is John Bolton, the former national security advisor to President Trump. He, by the way, has written his book about The Room Where It Happened, is a pretty revealing portrait of what goes on inside the Trump administration, or what went on inside the Trump administration. And he wonders out loud during a conversation, an interview this weekend, why it was that Trump was so obsessed with these boxes of stuff that apparently included his shoes and newspaper clippings and top secret papers, why he was so obsessed with taking that stuff from the White House. This is clip 7.
Well, I think he was kind of a collector of things that he thought were of interest to him for some reason or another. Clippings, mementos, classified documents. And it was very disturbing. We could see in the course of meetings with him, intelligence briefings, decision meetings, that sometimes he liked to retain things, and it became the practice just to make sure that we got them back in as many cases as we could. Obviously, we failed in many cases, but it was a pattern that was evident to me from sort of my earliest
days.
Did
he ever ask?
Okay. And Bill Barr was even closer on this situation to President Trump. I mean, he worked for 2 years as our attorney general, helped President Trump deflate the Mueller report and to escape the first impeachment and more. And Bill Barr said that part of President Trump's position right now, that he has done nothing wrong and that he hasn't ignored the Presidential Records Act, which was passed in 1978, by the way. This is former Attorney General Bill Barr on some words, some understanding, perspective on President Trump's distinctive personality. Listen.
Is he mischaracterizing the act?
Absolutely. The legal theory by which he gets to take battle plans and sensitive national security information as his personal papers is absurd. It's just as wacky as the legal doctrine they came up with for, you know, having the vice president unilaterally determine who won the election. The whole purpose of the statute, the Presidential Records Act, was to stop presidents from taking official documents out of the White House. It was passed after Watergate. That's the whole purpose of it. And therefore, it restricted what a president can take. It says it's purely private, that had nothing to do with the deliberations of government policy. Obviously, these documents are not purely private. It's obvious. And they're not even now arguing that it's purely private. What they're saying is the president just has sweeping discretion to say they are, even though they squarely don't fall within the definition. It's an absurd argument.
And he goes on to talk about problems with the president's character and his suitability for the office. This, again, former Attorney General under Donald J. Trump, Bill Barr.
Put the country at risk if he was in the White House again?
He will always put his own interests and gratifying his own ego ahead of everything else, including the country's interests. There's no question about it. This is a perfect example of that. He's like, you know, he's like a nine-year-old, a defiant nine-year-old kid who's always pushing the glass toward the edge of the table, defying his parents to stop him from doing it. It's a means of self-assertion and exerting his dominance over other people. And he's a very petty individual who will always put his interests ahead of the country's. His personal gratification of his, you know, of his ego. But our country can't, you know, can't be a therapy session for, you know, a troubled man like this.
Okay, he talks about a nine-year-old pushing his glass toward the edge of the table. Yeah, the glass in the case of the nine-year-old doesn't contain nuclear weapons and the potential of world war. One more truth teller. And Michael Esper, who was the Secretary of Defense. And again, you're talking now about National Security Advisor, Attorney General, Secretary of Defense, people who worked every day with President Trump. And this is Michael Esper, clip three.
Yeah, look, I think both theories could be true and likely are true to some extent. Who knows? People have described him as a hoarder when it comes to these type of documents. But clearly it was unauthorized, illegal, and dangerous. And look, we have a case playing out right now in Massachusetts.
Actions allegedly
under the indictment. Well, based on his actions, again, if proven true under the indictment by the special counsel, no. I mean, it's just irresponsible action that places our service members at risk, places our nation's security at risk. You cannot have these documents floating around. They need to be secured. We know how that happens. The only authorized persons are allowed to see documents or receive information from documents. So, look, we've got to take this very seriously. These are serious issues.
And they are serious issues. There will be more on that. We'll also be speaking coming up with Juan Williams of Fox News about the deeper meaning of Juneteenth and also about a piece that he's written about the Republican Party and people of color, particularly very prominent people of color like Senator Tim Scott and former Governor Nikki Haley. We'll be speaking with Juan Williams coming right up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.